At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just talked some NBA Finals, and I got a couple of Timberwolves-related questions for a guy that has won at the highest level, had such an outstanding NBA career. You've heard him on this show numerous times throughout the years. You know the name, Trent Tucker. He joins us courtesy of the John Chusacola Banker Hotline. Double T, always a pleasure to have you on the show. And I was looking forward to this conversation tonight because the Indiana Pacers have surprised a lot of people with the way that they have performed through the first three games of this series in the NBA Finals. They lead the series 2-1. I quite honestly, Double T, I'm not surprised because the Pacers are, they're just a great team. Like, they gel, they've got great chemistry, and I believe that Rick Carlisle is arguably the most underrated coach in the league.
I agree with you. They are a very good basketball team, and when you take on Milwaukee, you beat Milwaukee, you go to Cleveland, you beat the Knicks, and now you have 2-1 against Oklahoma City. You know, this is a very good basketball team, and as you mentioned, they're well coached as well.
Yeah, I think that they're awesome, and they've got a really good team. But I think that one of the things that we don't do a good enough job is I really feel like giving Pascal Siakam his props. This guy is a champion. He won a championship with the Toronto Raptors. They made a bold move in acquiring him from the Toronto Raptors. He's one of the better, I think, like, stars in the league that probably flies under the radar. What do you think?
Well, you know, he gives them an element on the offensive end where he operates with his back to the basket. And when you have an offensive guy that can play below the free throw line, especially against Oklahoma City, that's only going to make your offense a whole lot better. And now with this low post up the outside game as well, because now, you know, Oklahoma City has to double team going north and south. And when you double team going north and south, you have to turn your head. And that's when you can lose sight of the guys on the perimeter. You know, if you stay above the free throw line or top of the key, when Oklahoma City can force you to go side to side, east to west, you know, that's where they can control you. Now that second defender comes in from the blind side, he can force a turnover here or there. And when Oklahoma City can force turnovers at a high rate, you know, that's when the offense begins to click.
Going into this series, who did you select? Did you select OKC? Because I'll be honest, I selected OKC because I felt like, and I still feel like they are the better all-around team and deeper.
Well, everybody was probably favoring OKC. I mean, if I had to be a betting man, for sure I would have taken OKC. But I would love to see Indiana win. I think, you know, Tyrese Haliburton has proven to a lot of people that he's a very good basketball player. I've always thought that he was a very good basketball player. And now he's proven to not only just the country but the rest of the world on how clutch he can be also.
Yeah. Yeah, I just – You know, the other thing that I said going into this series was stop bitching and complaining about the matchup. Because you're seeing people that are like, oh, I don't want to see Indiana. Oh, I don't want to see OKC. We don't have big markets. We don't have this. Like, if you're a fan of basketball and just good matchups, how would you not appreciate what we're watching right now?
Well, you know, the NBA is made up of all types of markets. Small markets, big markets, mid-sized markets. And if you like NBA basketball, well, then you will appreciate that these two teams have earned the right to get here. You know, they beat the big market teams. The Bulls took down the Lakers. Indiana took down New York. Cleveland was perhaps the second best team all year long. Indiana knocked them out. And so Denver, a defending champ, Oklahoma City took them down. So it's not like that these two teams got here by accident. They earned their way to play for a championship. And I think all NBA fans should appreciate that.
What's been the biggest surprise for you in this series to this point?
Well, I think the biggest surprise to me is that how Indiana has been able to control the fourth quarter in terms of with their scoring. And, you know, Oklahoma City has been very good in the fourth quarter. They have perhaps the best offensive guy in the league, and he can get clutch baskets, especially in the last 4 or 5 minutes to make a difference for his team. But Indiana, over their two wins, they have been the best fourth quarter team in this matchup so far. And if they continue to take care of the basketball and keep those possessions on their side, that's going to give them a great chance to win their first NBA championship in team history.
Yeah. Well, we're talking to Double T Trent Tucker here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, in the midst of all of this, Trent, deep down inside, in watching this matchup and watching this NBA Finals, there's something that bugs me. And the thing that bugs me has nothing to do with the Oklahoma City Thunder. It has everything to do with the Minnesota Timberwolves. And let me explain why.
All right.
When I look at how the Pacers are, how they grind and how they battle and how they fight, the grit in them, it's different. And we don't have that right now. There's a toughness that the Indiana Pacers are showcasing. It's on display for the world to see. And it bothers me that the Wolves went out with such a whimper. How do you view the Wolves in the light of looking at the Pacers in the fight that they have?
Well, it starts with your best player from being mentally tough. And the reason I say that is this. In a playoff series, at some point in time, your role players are going to do enough to help you win a game. And your best offensive player may not be having his best offensive game. But is he doing the other parts? Is he helping you win by bringing something else to the table? And if he's not doing the other parts just because he's not scoring, then you're not getting the right leadership from your best player. You go back to Game 4, between Minnesota and Oklahoma City. The bench players, the role players, played a fantastic game. Now, Anthony Edwards may not have had his best offensive game, but he allowed Jalen Williams to score 34 points. Mm-hmm. They lose by two. So in that instance, he should have said to himself, I may not be able to get off offensively, but I'm getting my teammates involved because I'm making the right play at the right time. Julius Randle is not having a great offensive game as well. But tonight our teammates have put us in a position to win. We cannot afford to waste this effort. So the best thing I can do tonight is to make sure that Jalen Williams is not the difference at the end of the game. And he did not step up defensively to shut him down because he plays his position. So when your best player is not willing from a mental standpoint to understand that he needs to do something different to give his team a chance to win other than just scoring, that's hard to overcome.
All right. I want to ask you a couple of Wolves questions before we let you go. And the first is, do you look at the Wolves as a team that the way that they are constructed right now can continue to progress and get better and contend for an NBA championship? Or do you believe that they should be one of those teams in the mix and trying to acquire a Kevin Durant?
I think they need to get better at the point guard position. I think that's where they need to upgrade it. Now, Mike Conley Jr. has been fantastic throughout his career, and the few years that he has been here for this team, he has played very well. But I think going forward, you know, they need a younger version of a Mike Conley Jr. They need a point guard now that can play alongside Anthony Edwards for the next 4 or 5 years to keep this team in that window. You know, what did you have to give up to get a Kevin Durant? I know that Phoenix is not – let's say if Phoenix is a trade partner or a potential trade partner for you, Phoenix is going to ask for a whole lot in return. And are you willing to give up the majority of the core of your players to get Kevin Durant? At this stage, I wouldn't do that. I would try to maybe look in a different way to see how can I better this team. And I think upgrading at the point guard position is the most critical point, I believe, for the Wolves going forward.
Yeah, but hold on. You mentioned point guard, and I agree with you, by the way. I'm not disagreeing with you on the point guard. But haven't they made their decision about the point guard? Like, they went and acquired Rob Dillingham. Don't you think that that's where they're – like, that's the guy that they're looking to lead them at that position?
I don't think he is that kind of a point guard. I mean, I think he can provide something for you as a rotational player. You know, he came out of Kentucky. He didn't start at Kentucky. So he was primarily a guy that provided a spark off the bench. And I think he can play a significant role in doing that for the Wolves going forward. But when you talk about somebody that can run the show for 38 and 39 minutes and carry and handle that type of responsibility, I just don't think that's in his game. So if I'm the Wolves at this stage, I know they're looking to upgrade and make their team better, but I would start at that point guard position.
All right, final question for Trent Tucker here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Man, what the heck is going on with the New York Knicks? What are y'all doing, Double T? I mean, y'all let go of Tibbs, and now y'all don't know what to do. Y'all don't know where to turn. I mean, you're not going to get Jason Kidd. You're not getting Chris Finch. You're not getting Ime Udoka. Like, so what's next for the New York Knicks?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked me that question, and I have an answer for my old team. I got three guys that they should go ask to coach this team, and they should come as a trio.
Okay. Wait. As a trio, you say all of them together?
All together. They'd be head coach and two assistants. Okay. Mark Jackson, head coach. Patrick Ewing and Chris Mullin, the assistant coaches. Mark Jackson is a guy that put Golden State on the track that they're on. He was the one that allowed them to be a playoff team for the first time in a long time. Not saying Steve Kerr has not done a good job, but Mark Jackson is the guy that put Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green on the track to becoming the champion. Mark Jackson is a very good basketball coach. So of the guys that the Knicks are trying to get, you know, you're not going to find anyone better than Mark Jackson. I think from a fan appeal, New York City excitement. All of a sudden, now you bring in a point guard that knows how to play, that can help Jalen Brunson. You bring Patrick Ewing. All of a sudden, now he can work with Karl Anthony Towns with his back to the basket, help Mitchell Robinson. All of a sudden, now become a much more productive offensive player. And Chris Mullin, you know, now he helps the perimeter guys with the outside shooting. I think those three guys working together for the New York Knicks would be a perfect fit for their coaching staff.
All right, Double T, you ready for something?
Yeah.
I got to let you down, and I'm going to try to let you down easy.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure there's no chance that Mark Jackson's going to be the next head coach.
And I don't know what happened with Mark Jackson.
Yeah, there's I'm not going to get into it on the – and I don't have definitive proof of what
right. –
I mean, because there's a lot of rumors and speculation. Yes, yeah. And allegations in which you probably have heard some things. I know I've heard some things when I was out in NBA Vegas Summer League, what was it, 3 summers ago? And I don't know that anything is true. This is all just from – NBA people and agents. But my point is that I I'm not here to disparage Mark Jackson. All I'm saying is the way that I view it, he is legitimately being blackballed right now. He is.
Oh, no doubt about it. No, whatever, there's something that happened, but in terms of if coaching.
Yep.
Mark Jackson is as good as any of the guys that the Knicks are going after. I mean, because he took a Golden State team that was in the dumps. And he gave Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green a sense of belief. He put a program and a system together to allow them to get on the track that they are on today. Steve Kerr has done a good job, no doubt about it. But he took over a team that was not at the bottom. I don't know what Mark Jackson did. I don't know what he said.
Yep.
But if there's one guy that is willing to buck the trend, and go against all of the negative things that Mark Jackson is facing, James Dolan should be the guy in New York City. Because if there's one place they can handle the distractions more so than any other place in the country, is New York City.
Yeah. And for the record, even the little allegations or speculation about, from what I've heard, it's not even enough to say that this guy is not worthy of a second chance. And I'm with you. I'm with you. I think that Mark Jackson should get another opportunity to coach in the NBA because he was good in his first stop. We have seen coaches that get 3 and 4 chances, and they're not even good.
No, right. I mean, and you know, and the great thing about this, and the reason I thought about this is because New York City, Chris Mullin, born and raised in New York City.
Yeah.
Patrick Ewing, the greatest Knick in the history of the greatest player in New York Knicks history. So now if you're talking about, you know, fan appeal, visibility, and guys who have played at a very high level, and what the Knicks need now is to have someone that can help them from the inside out, you know, they will have those three guys who could do it and do it very well, I believe.
Yeah. Hey, Double T, man, you're the best, man. Let's try to get together soon, man. I've been to the gym. I ain't seen you the last couple times that I went.
Well, you know, the weather's warm, so I'm outside walking now, so I'm getting on the exercise outside.
You watching your tennis? You getting your tennis on?
Yeah, you know, I hit a few tennis balls every now and then, but, you know, the walking outside is a whole lot better now. I can walk along and get some fresh air and get some sunshine as well. But also, I'm still chasing kids in the hockey rink also.
Yeah, that too, man. I got to, you know what, I got to get my Coco Golf on, man. I got to get out there with a tennis racket at some point.
She's very good, isn't she?
She's outstanding. She's outstanding. So are you, man. I appreciate the time, Double T.
Anytime, Lake. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Trent Tucker joining us here on The Lake Show. We'll break. We'll come back. It's time for Bite of the Night. That's next. And the
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Fight of the Night is basketball related because it comes from Tyrese Halliburton, star point guard for the Indiana Pacers, who at this particular point in the NBA Finals, they lead 2-1 over the heavily favored Oklahoma City Thunder, 2-1. And I actually wish I had put a couple of dollars on Indiana in the series. I'm dead serious because even if you lose the wager, the odds are so good that it's really kind of hard to feel bad even if you lose $50. Let's say you put $50bucks down on it, whatever. Didn't matter. Bottom line is Tyrese Halliburton, games one and two, didn't play well. Okay? Yeah. And they were saying, and there was some speculation, I'm talking about he had some sort of leg issue, and he hit the game-winning shot in game one, but he still didn't play well. Game two, played worse. And so game three last night, breakout game for him. He addresses big-time major media with regards to criticism.
I think the commentary is always going to be what it is. You know, most of the time, the talking heads on the major platforms, I couldn't care less, honestly. Like, what do they really know about basketball? It doesn't matter. You know, we're here in the NBA Finals, two wins away from an NBA championship.
I got no issue with what he said. I really don't. And the reason why I don't is because it doesn't matter what Stephen A. Smith, it doesn't matter what Nick Wright, it doesn't matter what any of the big talk, Kendrick Park, it doesn't matter what any of them say about his play. He just has to go out there and play. He should not care what people say.
Yeah.
He has to go out and be the best Tyrese Halliburton that he can be for the Indiana Pacers and their fans. That's all he should care about.
Mm-hmm.
Now I will say this. This is the part where I do disagree. You can talk about sports and not have been a professional athlete. It's like, stop. Like people get it. People understand it. People understand sports. And you also have former players that are part of this thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, Kendrick Perkins got more championships than you, bro. Kendrick Perkins has been to more finals than you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Kendrick Perkins has been to three NBA finals. I think he can say something, Tyrese, about the game. Your thoughts.
And Charles, too. You could talk about a lot of these, quote-unquote, talking heads. Shaq, Charles, you can go on and on with the people that, quote-unquote, don't know anything about basketball because, let me tell you, they do.
Exactly.
That was the one part I took issue with, and they even alluded to exactly what you said when Stephen A. and Magic were talking today on First Take. They were talking about just that. Just focus on your game. Focus on what you got ahead of you because last time I checked, you don't win the NBA Finals with two wins. You got to get four. So focus on your game. Focus on the goal at hand, and then we can kind of dive into that. But I wouldn't even be messing with that kind of talk or that kind of point right now when you're already up 2-1 in the series.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. I am in the next segment after we take a look at the local weather going to address something that I said in a post that I had on social media that got a reaction out of people. And I'm going to clarify and give you my stance after many of you heard about it yesterday. I don't want to say it went viral because it didn't go viral, but people were talking about it. My thoughts about something that occurred a couple of days ago at the gym.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah, Josh. Josh gets it. It's hot in here because, like many of you out there that like to get your fitness on, that like to work out like I do, I love the sauna. When I go and I work out, my favorite part of the workout, after I've done the cardio, after I've done the weightlifting, after I've done the ab work, after I've done all the things, at the very end, I go to the sauna for 15, 20, 25 minutes max and sweat it out. And I sit there and I don't talk to people. I do 3 things. I just kind of meditate by myself. And I'm talking about like quietly. I do deep breathing, and I pray. I'm not bothering a soul. I'm just kind of in my own zone. There are other people that may talk and all this stuff. I'm not into all of that. I'm just trying to just relax for 20 minutes. And it's great for digestion. It's great for your skin, which, by the way, I've gotten compliments on my skin lately. I'm trying to do a better job, whatever. You know, I'm aging, man. I'm an old man. Bottom line is to me, there are do's and don'ts with anything in life. And at the gym, there are certain things you don't do. And I posted on my Facebook a couple days ago about going to the gym on Tuesday. Or maybe it was Monday. Could have been Monday. And I was at the gym, and I'm not going to tell you which location, but different gyms have different, like, it's different on how big their sauna areas are. Mm-hmm. Some gyms will just have a small sauna in the locker room.
Yep.
Some will have the co-ed where it's out by the pool. I was in that situation, out by the pool, very small sauna, though. Okay?
Yep.
And get in the sauna, I sit down, but I had to step over a guy that's doing the stretching. He's doing, like, he literally is trying to do, like, all the, like it was a Bikram studio that basically he owned. And he doesn't own it, okay? And so I didn't say anything to him. I just kind of stepped over him. I sat down. I did my 20 minutes, and I exited. Mm-hmm. This is the point that I brought up on me talking about it. And we're going to play the audio here in a second because it ended up getting played on another show a few days ago, is that when in a situation like that, we are in a shared space. Everybody has a membership. We are in a shared space. You trying to do something as though you have claimed this area, I think is not cool at all. Should not happen. We are all sharing the space. That is unique. That makes it different. Now, if nobody else is at the gym and you're the only person there, have at it. But when people are in there with you, you should be respectful of others the same way that they should be respectful of you. And I feel like I was being respectful of him This is what I posted on Facebook a couple days ago.
Hey, what up, everybody? Quick public service announcement for all of my gym enthusiasts out there. When you're at the gym, specifically my folks that love to get into the sauna after a workout, like myself, one thing we're not going to do is take up space trying to make the sauna our own, Bikram yoga studio. No. Especially when it's busy. People don't have time to be stepping over you. You should not be doing all that stretching and thinking that you just own the spot. No, that's not cool. Don't do that. Please don't.
All right, and I said, please don't do that. Text line, 651-461-9226. We'll get to a reaction because it was actually played on Adam Carter played it on Adam and Jordana's show. And we're going to get to his reaction because I have not heard his reaction. So me hearing from Adam Carter, this will be a first. But the point that I'm making, though, is I think that we all understand that there are certain things that we should – that are do's and don'ts – when you're going to a gym facility and you're being respectful of others. So, like, for instance, another unwritten rule is that when you're done with the weights, re-rack them. That's on the gym floor.
Oh, yeah.
You know that when if I go on a bench and I utilize the weights and I'm putting my 45s on there or whatever it is, at the end of it, take the weight off so that the next person – because maybe the next person doesn't want to start where I start.
Yeah.
Maybe so there are like unwritten rules. When you are in a sauna and there are other people in there, you do not just control all of the space and think that it's all of a sudden because you're in this heated room that you can make it into your own personal Bikram yoga studio. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me?
Yeah. I mean, there's a few unwritten rules and a couple of them that will – he'll bring up here in the audio clip that I'm about to play, but it's just there's a shared space, especially a sauna.
Yes.
I used to go to the Maple Grove for years. I went to the Maple Grove one. That's a small sauna, and if someone's sitting in the middle of it doing yoga, especially when people are, you know, moving through the shower area, because it goes locker room, sauna, and right next to the sauna is the shower area. There's a lot of moving traffic there. You can't just plop yourself in the middle and just call it a day and be good for 20 minutes doing your thing. Do that in your own specified area. They have a yoga studio for a reason.
Yes.
I understand why, like, okay, maybe some extra steam, but buy your own sauna then. Like, they have a yoga studio and yoga mats and so many different instruments you can use in that studio for that reason.
Yes. Yes. And this is another thing. And they actually have to post this.
Yeah.
When you are in saunas and stuff and some people have shirts on, some people don't, some people have. You should not be taking photographs.
I know where you're going.
We're not doing photographs. We're not doing videos because no one's volunteering to be in your photo shoot.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, no.
Yeah.
They even say they technically, and I've never complained about this, and I'm not going to go to anybody, you know, like a higher up at a gym, a sale, whatever. But technically, you're not supposed to even take pictures in the locker room.
Yeah.
Because you're just supposed to, that's supposed to be like the off limit zone.
Yep.
So my point is that there are do's and don'ts. Be respectful of others, and that's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard Adam. The only reason why I know this is because people were hitting me up on Twitter, I guess after Adam was talking about this, and then I texted Adam. I said, people are talking about that something about Asana rant. And he was like, oh, yeah, what you posted, we talked about it this morning, and we had opinions. I want to hear what Adam Carter had to say.
Thank you, Henry. Henry Lake, you hear him every night here on CCO starting at 6 o'clock. Henry likes the gym. He's probably the most dedicated
gym rat
of the staff. But he's right, okay? The sauna and or the steam room is for you to sit there and soak up the steam, or be in the sauna. I would go as far to say it's not even a conversation area.
Yes!
You can't go in there with somebody else and have a conversation? You have to be quiet the whole time?
I think every situation is different. And if you're in there with one other person or two other people and you know them and you're having a conversation, that's fine. and I'm not really going to object if I go into a steam room or a sauna and there's people talking. But you just have to be cognizant of what's going on. But stretching out and doing yoga in a sauna, correct. There, that is not acceptable.
I'm so in 100% agreement with one Adam Carter. 651-461-9226. 100% agree. And this is the thing. Mm-hmm. I agree with Adam about the no talking. Yeah. I don't talk to people in the sauna. When you're sitting in a sauna and there are other people in the sauna, let me vent about this for a second. No one wants to hear your personal business about your divorce. I don't need to know about your divorce. The number one thing that we get, and this is more so with like the young bros, is that they come in and they're talking about their social life and all. No one wants to hear that either. Now, I don't say anything to these young guys. These are just young guys wanting to live their life. They're early 20s, mid-20s, whatever, and they're, you know, they're the young bros. We're going to have fun this summer. Really? I don't want to hear what stocks you're trading. I don't want to hear what stocks you're trading. I don't want to hear who you're dating. Like, who does that? It's so weird to me. I do not talk. And it's not because I'm trying to be the most antisocial in the world, antisocial person in the world. I'm just trying to do one thing, Josh. I'm trying to relax. Relaxation. That's the whole entire. Who goes in the sauna and talks for 20 minutes? Shut up.
In that segment, he also mentioned earphones / like people talking on the phone, whether it is earphones or even just out loud, having speakerphone, etc. We do have a severe thunderstorm warning. I did just get a text.
Okay.
I don't know if we have a sound or anything. I was trying to dig that up kind of on the fly.
Got you.
But yeah, it looks like, how do you pronounce it? McLeod? Is that, I think it's
McLeod? Yeah. McLeod. M-C-L-E. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I have it up there on the TV screen there. I'm just following the lead. Cover County, it looks
like.
Oh, but
is this wait, did that say baseball size hail? That didn't say baseball, did it? That'd be pretty large hail if that said that. Severe thunderstorm warning taking place right now. Yep. McLeod. And it says Carver County as well.
Carver, McLeod, yeah.
Until, is that, I can't tell. Can you tell is it 845?
Yeah, it looks like 845 for McLeod, or for 8 for McLeod and then 845 for Carver County. So, still waiting to see it, find it on the CBS thing here, but.
Okay. All right, so we'll pay a little bit more attention to that. Hey,
per Brad, actually, apparently it's not up to yet, but Hennepin and Carver and obviously McLeod is involved in this for severe thunderstorm warning. So.
Okay, all right, sounds good. All right, 651-461-9226. Look, I'm going to get to some of these texts. And we'll actually do headlines a little bit later, maybe finish off the show. Mm-hmm. Want to get to a few of these texts. We'll do that next year on The Lake Show. All right, welcome back to The Lake Show. Let's get you updated on the weather situation that's taking place right now. We have a severe thunderstorm warning. Carver County until 8:45. Also with Hennepin County as well until 8:45. There is some hail. We don't know actually the size of the hail quite yet.
It says at least baseball size is likely.
Likely. So we'll see where we kind of fall with that. But severe thunderstorm warning until 8:45, Carver County, Hennepin County, and then 8 o'clock for McLeod County. Mm-hmm. By the way, text line from the 612, sirens going off in Mound at 7:45. You're seeing that the same way that I am seeing that as well. So we will continue to pay attention to all of the severe weather taking place. You know, it's interesting because, you know, it feels like we're never really in between. And what I mean by that is it seems like one minute we're in extreme drought. And then the next minute, we have all the rain, like, coming down in our way. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll keep you abreast of everything that's going on with the weather. We'll continue to monitor that here. Probably have more information at the top of the hour. A couple of text I want to get to from the text line. From the 612, 100% correct. Sauna is not for extracurriculars unless it's hot works. The other one from the 612, stretch talk, I don't care. Yeah. Sorry. Let's see here. Amen, Henry. I'm assuming you're talking about a certain place. At that place I go to, it seems to attract a lot of people who are seriously oblivious to the rest of us. It's their world, and the rest of us are just living in it. It's so obnoxious. I just think that you are, because how old are you? Are you 20? Are you 30?
32.
You're 32.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I was, oh, let me say this. Congratulations to Adam Carter. His daughter is graduating right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the middle of his daughter's graduation. So, yeah. Congratulations to the Carter family.
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea. But yeah, that was my first time hearing Adam basically have my back. Now I appreciate that. But everybody should have my, we should all be in agreement on this. You should all be on my side.
Yeah.
Because I had to literally come in here earlier today and argue Josh Wheeler down, because Josh Wheeler believed that he should be the guy that can be in the locker room, that's taking the selfies and all the stuff and uploading it on Instagram with the shirt off.
Yeah.
I'm like, Josh, we're not doing that, bro.
Suns out, guns out, baby. Suns out, guns out. Got to show it off. I actually have been in that transition, though. I am in the transition of, a good body starts in the kitchen, they say. And that's what we've been doing this week, is making more home-cooked meals. So,
really?
Yeah. So it is a process. It is an in-progress thing right now for me, is getting in better shape, which the air quality right now makes it tough. That's why when Double T earlier said he was outside, I'm like, ooh.
What is your
that's
aim?
That's tough.
What is your aim? What are you trying to do?
Hundo.
You're trying to lose 100?
Yeah. Because I'm already up at like three.
You're three something?
Three something, yeah. 350.
You're at 350?
Yeah.
And you're trying to get down to 250?
Yeah. Okay. I was at 225 when I had cancer. That was 2017. And all that water weight and everything in the hospital definitely made me add on a lot of weight.
All right. So do you want to, let me ask you this, if this is possible, because this is something actually that I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
You saw me eating earlier, right?
Yeah.
What did you see me eating?
I saw you eating. Grapes. Yeah.
Grapes and fruit and stuff, yeah, whatever, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
what is this?
You're in the healthier foods thing.
So what I'm saying is that the fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
If you do fruit, do you think that you could go a month without eating meat?
See, that's where the tough one is. Chicken would be like a for sure. I need to eat chicken because
why?
Like, because it's a very lean meat. That's
not what I'm asking. Do you think that you could make it? I'm not judging you.
A month without meat,
you could do it.
If I put my heart to it, yeah. I mean, I lost 50 pounds in 2.5 months when I put my heart into that.
So my point is this.
Yeah.
I have lost 15 pounds in the last month.
Mm-hmm.
It was primarily based on what they call the alkaline diet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing fruits and vegetables.
Gotcha.
Okay? And there was one time, I admit, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm the perfect person. I was at a gala,
mm-hmm.
and it was surf and turf. I had that, and that was it for that month. I lost 15. So my point is that one of the things that I have learned over the course of the last few months,
mm-hmm.
man, moderation with this stuff, man. I'm eating a lot less meat. Seriously.
That's fair.
I probably in the last couple months had meat maybe twice. So it's a start, man. It's hard, too. I'm not
somewhere.
I'm not sitting here saying it's easy.
Just don't be stretching saunas.
All right, coming up next, a weird story that makes me question fact-checking in the world of sports. We get to that next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.